It's time for our weekly visit with PolitiFact Virginia, checking the facts on statements and claims by and about Virginia political figures. And we're joined again this morning by Sean Gorman.
Hey, hello, Wayne. How are you?
Okay. Recently, you and your colleagues checked out a statement made by Governor Bob McDonnell in an op-ed piece that he had written for the Richmond Times-Dispatch, in which he made the claim that the Obama administration, quote, is unwinding our nation's welfare-to-work requirements. You checked his facts on that, and what was your finding?
Well, the governor is basically saying that the administration is reversing welfare reform provisions that require people on public aid to be on a path to finding a job. Now, McDonnell is referencing a U.S. Department of Health and Human Services decision in July that individual states would be allowed to seek waivers to work participation rules enacted as part of the 1996 welfare reform law. Now, the HHS announcement said waivers would allow states to try out, quote, alternative and innovative strategies, policies, and procedures that are designed to improve employment outcomes for needy families. Now, PolitiFact National noted in an August 7th story that the HHS is hoping to make welfare-to-work efforts more successful, not end them altogether. Now, any waivers would be granted to pilot programs that are individually evaluated on a state-by-state basis, so HHS is not proposing a blanket national change to the welfare reform law. Now, Republican governors in Utah and Nevada have both discussed with HHS officials the possibility of getting waivers as a way to improve employment outcomes for their residents. So we rate McDonald's claim false.
False on the truth-o-meter. All right. You also recently did a Bob-o-meter piece on a campaign promise by Governor Bob McDonnell while he was a candidate in 2009. And he promised to seek video streaming of meetings, official governmental meetings. What'd you find?
Well, yeah, McDonnell had promised he'd introduce legislation requiring all major executive branch board and commissions to live stream their meetings and archive those meetings, the footage of those meetings online. Jeff Caldwell, a spokesman for the governor, said the bill hasn't yet been introduced, but he noted that McDonnell still has time to fulfill this pledge since he leaves office in January of 2014. Now, McDonnell said some executive branch meetings have been broadcast online. For example, the website for McDonald's Government Reform Commission has archived footage of meetings it held in 2010 and 2011. Now, Virginia government's YouTube channel has archived videos on it, but many of them are public service announcements. However, there's not much videos of meetings, and many of the files on that channel were uploaded in 2008 and 2009 before McDonnell came into office. The bottom line is this: McDonnell has yet to introduce the measure requiring live streaming. So for now, we rate this as a promise that stalled.
Stalled on the Bob-o-meter. All right. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia.
Thanks, Wayne.